So I just got back from clergy retreat, which is a yearly event for all the clergy of the diocese. And a lot of the clergy in the diocese love to grumble about going because it's essentially 3 days away from our parishes and away from our families. And it's hard to do in the wake of annual meetings and vestry retreats that have just happened, and then, of course, Lent looming large on the horizon. The retreat center that we go to is beautiful, and it's out in the country, but it's more than an hour away from us in the northern part of the diocese, and there's virtually no cell phone service. That is another big tension for the clergy. If you want to see a bunch of priests literally freaking out, just put them on the edge of cell phone service somewhere. We were all like, you know, with our trying to get a signal, running around. I arrived on Tuesday evening just in time for the first lecture that was hosted by a priest and friend of Bishop Mary's. He was a remarkable guy that knows how to deal with a room full of clergy that don't really want to be there. And he started by his talk by asking us to all think about what we love to do. His theory was that whatever we love to do, that inside of that is a core value that's at the heart of the purpose in our lives. He called on a few people to answer, and some people said cooking, and some said singing, and some said fishing. The people that love to cook, he posited, might at their core love being hospitable to others. People that love to sing might love working with others to create harmony in this world. People that fish might enjoy the challenge of taking chances, living in hope that something will rise to the surface from anything that's searched for. I pricked up my ears when I heard this. I have to admit that I was only half listening because I was thinking about the sermon that I was going to write today. But when our speaker started talking about fishing and hope, I was hooked. That's it. I won't do that anymore. Unlike several of the disciples, I don't really like to fish, even though I spent most of my childhood weekends on a lake. Worms and hooks and all that stuff, it was just too much for my tender heart. But I do like to hope. That's what I love to do, and it might just be the thing that's the purpose of my life. I somehow see hope for everyone and everything and all walks of life because we all need the promise of a big catch, even when the fish aren't biting. So the word hope from our conference speaker piqued my interest, and since I was already thinking about Jesus and lakes and boats and fishermen, I became focused on Jesus' encounter with the disciples that were feeling a little bit hopeless. And then what this fish-themed miracle might be saying to me and to you. In today's gospel scene, Jesus is preaching from a boat on the water near the shore. When finished, he tells Simon, aka Peter, to take the boat into the deep water and let down his nets. Simon is a little bit over it, and he says, "Master, we have been working all night, and we've caught nothing." These are the words of a weary veteran fisherman down on his luck and ready just to pull up the nets and go home. But that day on the Sea of Galilee, there was something about that preacher that made Simon Peter have a little bit of hope. What the heck? Let's do this. Let's go out there to the deep water. Let's try one more time. Let's try Jesus' way. And we all know what happens next in our story. A miracle. A miracle of super abundance. More fish than you could ever catch in a year. More fish than two boats can hold. Fish that feed hundreds. Food that gives life. Jesus' miracle was not just about the huge all-you-can-eat buffet that's going to happen on the shore later on, but about what he offered these people that he was calling. He is life. And if they follow him, they will be changed forever. and they will be filled. There are times in our own faith lives that hope of something really meaningful seems just a little bit out of reach. And we become content with a few little fish that we catch from shallow water. We tell ourselves that we are full, but we really know that we're still hungry. We exist on a few calories of a service here and a prayer there, and we lose hope of truly being full. But God wants our lives to be lived in abundance. And that's not abundance of stuff or money or even real food, but spiritual food. Jesus, the incarnation, the Word made flesh, was sent for this very reason, to give us hope, to lead us to the deep water, to fill our nets with more than we can hold so that we can share our bounty with others. We must but trust that if we allow ourselves to go deeper, to be vulnerable, to be open to a miracle, to be ready for transformation, that God will fill us with His love and His light. In a few minutes, we'll be invited to walk in love as Christ loved us, and we'll be called to a table and given a tiny piece of bread and a little bitty sip of wine. And it would be easy for us just to treat it like that, something small, some ritual that we're supposed to do every Sunday when we come here. Or we can really walk in love and come to the table in hope and trust that those little pieces will fill us with the miracle of the risen Christ, the abundance of the Lord, the goodness of the Savior, the promise of new and unending life. We have the opportunity every week to have a different food that fills us and connects us and binds us with all the company of heaven, the communion of saints, the Christ who sacrificed Himself for us. We only need to reach out for that miracle that awaits us with so much love that we can't hold it all in our own little tiny boats. The meaning of our lives becomes so clear as we are surrounded and filled and encompassed by so much abundance. And in this mysterious and transformational experience, we pass on our love and our hope to others, and then to others, until everyone shares in what we've been given. This miracle happens every Sunday. At this table, we are offered more than we will ever need. In the Eucharist, we are invited and we are led to the deep water, to the source of hope, to the sea of life. Take a chance. Throw out your net. Amen.